Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Welcome, everyone, to an incredible news-filled Monday, kind of a great day for people in Colorado from lots of different viewpoints. We'll have Dave Williams with us momentarily, but this is Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, True Straight Up.
The True Straight Up, brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine.
All right. Well, we've got the chairman of the Republican Party of Colorado, who is a newsmaker himself and not shy from some controversy. But what a glorious day for you, Dave. The Colorado Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, overruled the Colorado Supreme Court with you in attendance there, orchestrating the entire thing. Tell us about your feelings about the decision.
It's a great day for America. We kind of thought that this would happen based on the oral arguments that I got to witness firsthand. And it shouldn't be a surprise to everyone that, you know, go figure, we want to be able to allow Americans to vote for the candidate they choose. And the Supreme Court got it right on that account. And it's another crushing defeat, not only for the Democrats who brought this forward, but also the Colorado Supreme Court. This isn't the first time they've got smacked down by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right.
Well, it seemed to me the opinion delved down to, you had five. And there's a lot of this writing per curiam these days. That used to be only used for the most unimportant things, but it's using more. So five of the justices, none of them put their name on the opinion, saying basically, one, he's not an officer under the terms of the Article 3 of the Amendment 14. And secondly, that states aren't able to disqualify federal officers. And then you had...
But you're banging the table. Chuck bangs the table, and it seems like we have an earthquake here.
They had the Tony Barrett saying, well, you went too far. There's a limiting principle. You should only go as far as you can, especially these days. You should have said states can't decide and leave it there. And then the three Democratic appointee justices all really said the same thing, but a lot longer, in saying, now you've done it, because now you say it. Congress has to, pursuant to Section 5, provide some kind of provision for disqualifying people, and Congress will never do anything. So you've ruined it for insurrectionists for all time. And you kind of go, right. And the limiting principle stinks, because that means you're endlessly litigating stuff. I mean, how many millions are spent on this? Mm-hmm. This says, no, you can't do it. No, you can't go to federal court and have some whackball federal judge at a D.C. circuit saying you're disqualified. They said, no, only Congress can do it. So the limiting principle is just increased lawyer fees, because this costs millions by itself.
Yeah, I, Chuck, I think you said it better than I can. The fact remains is, yeah, I think the Democrat-appointed justices needed to maybe get something extra in there, because they probably didn't want to rule the way that they did, but it was so... It was so obvious that they shouldn't agree with the Colorado Supreme Court that they had to go our way. And so this is just a little something extra that they can point to if they're out of Congress.
Right. It was a unanimous decision, which I think is. But
as far as states.
Yeah. As they go. Dave, I mean, because I think, and credit has to be given to you and the Colorado Republican
Party. Yeah, for intervening right away.
You jumped right in, and we're going to have a soundbite with Jay Sekulow with the American Center for Law and Justice.
That's his attorneys.
Uh-huh. And then you were the first one to actually even file the appeal to the Supreme Court. And you took, I think, no small amount of flack for that. But I think, obviously, you know, the time and then the Supreme Court decision has proven that
you guys were absolutely right. To have it done pro bono. It didn't cost the Colorado Republican Party a penny. So just think about that. I mean, usually the Colorado head of the Colorado Party, oh, we can't do anything. We have no money. We can't do anything.
And we hate Trump anyway.
We hate Trump anyway. And they kind of go, oh, okay, we'll get We'll get one of the top lawyers in the country to do it for free. Oh, okay.
Well, I was happy to do it. It was the right thing to do. And I think, any other chairman, would they have done it? Would Chrissie Burton
No,
Brown have
no, I
jumped
know they
in?
wouldn't.
Probably not. It was important for us to do that because our interests are a little bit different from Trump's. We obviously
Yes.
wanted him on the ballot, but
Right.
our biggest concern was if they can do it to Trump, they can do it to any Republican candidate down the road. And our right to nominate who we want, we wanted to protect that vigorously, and we did.
And we saw how right you are because you looked at like what happened with the Illinois judge, right? In Illinois, literally a traffic court judge threw Trump off the ballot. And without your intervention, without the Trump people fighting the fight, I mean, that's what we would be facing all around the country. I mean, you just would have crazy judges, liberal nut job judges who should be deciding traffic issues.
Shouldn't be setting
Well, yeah,
traffic.
it shouldn't even be just all of a sudden saying, no, you can't have this Republican or that Republican on the ballot. I mean, and the Supreme Court said that. They're like, it would just be such chaos. And they didn't buy, I think that the Jenna Griswold attorney's trying to say, oh, that would never happen. That would
Well,
never happen,
Jenna Griswold went on MSNBC.
Oh, she's upset,
Oh,
Dave. She
man.
is a bad day
But
right now.
I'm telling you, I'm not sure it's Botox or bad plastic surgery, whatever it is. She looks like a puffed up
It
prune.
was sad.
I mean, the lips are kind of in this big, bulgy. She
Although,
looks hideous. She looks
without
hideous.
commenting on her opinion, but let me out
Well,
unless you want
no,
to.
well, sure. Go ahead, Dave. What do you think the looks of Jenna Griswold these days?
I've seen better.
Her comments are concerning. I mean, she went from initially arguing,
I'm neutral.
I'm neutral, to all of a sudden now she's saying that they're allowing an insurrectionist, and which begs the question. So we're supposed to trust Jenna
Oh,
Griswold
we
to
can, we
run a
can.
fair election and count? I mean, I don't know.
No,
I think that's.
no, not at all. I mean, I don't think anyone thought for a second she was, quote, neutral at all, even though she
Right.
tried to play that game. She's a radical partisan hack, and the fact that she
With a
can't
bad
sit,
face.
right, the fact that she can't accept even what the most radical Supreme Court justices we currently have on the U.S. Supreme Court think tells you how far to the left their party has become, and how she conducts herself. So we're going to explore options of recalling her. There's got to be some
Yay.
accountability here, and so we're happy to partner with Lauren Boebert to try and make something happen, because we can't have this type of interference going on by our chief election official.
Well, expound on that a little bit. I didn't know as Lauren, I've seen Lauren Boebert's tweets, celebrating the decision. But so, I mean, is that something that she's actually looking into doing? And you guys are sort of, okay.
Lauren Boebert and the party are gonna pursue whatever action we can to hold her accountable, but more most likely than not, a recall effort.
All right.
So we've seen it before, going back historically, liberal, county clerks saying, like the one in Boulder who said, I'm going to issue, gay marriage licenses, even though the Colorado courts at the time said you couldn't. And you're right. What's to stop? I mean, Jenna Griswold, you look at how crazy they are, and you hear all these people say, well, we're not going to accept it. We need to do something about the Supreme Court. And Jenna Griswold openly going out there and saying, Trump's an insurrectionist. He shouldn't be on the ballot. I mean, the fact that
To
they,
protect our
Well,
democracy.
yeah, to Pector, which I mean, it really does raise a question, right? I mean, we won't even go into the Mesa County Tina Peters stuff, but it's like, how on earth can you trust her? And she shouldn't even, Wayne Williams, even at his worst, never said this kind of stuff,
Well, let's go to an additional one that now we only have Dave for a limited period of time because we have a huge kerfuffle where Dave, on behalf of the party and grassroots, is taking on the media rhino empire of Phil Anschutz. He sent out, on behalf of the party sent out a mailer pointing out that Jeff Crank was the
America's
Americans for Prosperity, and Crank was a big a
Nikki
Nikki
Haley.
Haley supporter till it became unpopular. Is a great mailer, and they're all whining about using party funds. But I'm really more interested in the battle. You've kind of joined the battle, which I've been urging for a long time, that let's face it, it's the everyday grassroots people against the richest billionaire in the state. It's Anschutz versus the people.
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, we're not going to tolerate Phil Anschutz or his media organizations like the Gazette tricking voters. What I think is detestable is that he uses the press as a way to engage in politics, but he's doing it so he can avoid campaign finance limitations and disclosures, and he's doing it under the guise of the First Amendment. Hey, if you want to do that, by all means do it, but be honest, right? In your newspaper, it should say, hey, every, biased story is done so with the approval of Jeff Crank, or excuse me, not Jeff Crank, maybe in behalf of Jeff Crank, but in favor of or at the approval of Phil Anschutz. That needs to be said. He is not an honest actor. He has an agenda, and this is why print media is dying generally. It's going down the path that they have led it to, and it's unfortunate because there is a place for an independent press and journalism. It's
Well,
no longer in.
there's even a place for a conservative one, except that Phil Anschutz hires Jeff Bezak as his editor-in-chief, who's just a Washington Post, Denver Post
You mean Vince?
hack, Vince Bezak. And so, I mean, it's kind of like, well, if you hire left-wing editors and left-wing reporters, you're going to get left-wing news.
Yeah, Phil Anschutz he's a never Trump Republican. I think he's technically a Republican, but he's a never Trump individual who is using his assets, his media assets, to put a narrative out there that we shouldn't want Donald Trump as
Right.
our nominee. And go ahead and do that, but be honest with folks. I mean, this is a guy who tries to his best to make it look like the Gazette, for example, is a right of center publication.
Not.
There are a few reporters who will play it down the middle
Who?
sometime, not
Who?
all the time,
Who?
sometime.
Who?
We was some, I
Who?
won't
I'm
give
waiting for
anybody
who?
Here's what I'll save you here. Ernest Lunning, I think, because I mean, Dave has to talk to these people, right? So
Well, I could talk to Ernest Lunning, but he's not down the center. I mean, he's not as bad left, but he's just in Rhinoville.
but here's the thing: they get their assignments, and the stories are trash. Dave Williams in the grassroots.
Well, they usually give that to Marianne Goodland, who's totally left. And so who is it, these, down the center reporters? I mean, you can say that one or two of them aren't as bad as the other ones, but that's all you get.
There are a few city beat, county beat, and city beat, county beat folks that do try to play it fairly on both sides. Their names escape me because I don't read those.
I bet. I
Well,
bet
because
they
you're
do.
no, they're there. I swear to God, they're there. I
They're
don't
there. They
remember
exist.
them.
Yeah, I didn't just make it
But
up.
they don't get
It's
to.
an all cash deal. It's cash. I do it in cash.
People get mad at you for fighting back, but I mean, let's look at some of the stuff that they're trying to do with the state legislature, right? Like Brandi Bradley, Scott Bottoms, Ken DeGraff, all these guys. All they do is get trash,
Oh, they
right?
do.
Oh, that's all they do, and
That's
they're.
and that's the not the Denver Post, which happy to do it, but it's all the Anschutz media. All when Patrick Neville was doing it, all they did was do exposés on how shitty he was. I mean, it was incredible.
So it's.
So somebody to think that the Colorado, the Gazette, the Denver Gazette, the Complete Colorado, all these junk publications, all run by Phil Anschutz, and Advance Colorado and Caucus Room and everything else, are somehow independent. They're all run by minions of Phil Anschutz, and we might as well have the battle against the billionaire rather than letting the billionaire pretend he's on the sidelines.
Well, we're definitely not going to stay silent. I mean, this is what I promised from the very beginning. We will take on the media when appropriate and when necessary. And it was certainly necessary to go after the Gazette after they misled voters all across the state about what your state party was doing. We're not going to tolerate that, and we're going to start telling the world that they are never Trump folks, and they cannot be trusted to give you a fair and balanced news article.
Let me ask a final question because I know you have to go. But Charlene wants to know, first thing the Colorado GOP can do is censure the four Colorado Red Rhinos who, with the help of the Soros-backed crew, brought the suit initially. We're talking Claudine Camerata, Norma Anderson, Krista Kayfer, and Michelle Priola. Any thoughts on that? Or
I support it. I mean, I might even send a letter asking them to voluntarily register as independents.
yeah,
They I
social
mean, they don't
workers of America.
they don't belong in the Republican Party, but they really need
No.
to do some soul searching because they tried to steal our right to vote. And
Right.
that, regardless of political ideology, that should be a no-go. The no that no, we they deserve to be kicked out of the party for sure, and I support it.
All right, perfect. Well, Dave, listen, we know you have like 800 other interviews today. So thank you for your
Thanks for
time
coming
today.
on.
And thank you for fighting the fight on
Yeah,
behalf of
good
the
job.
Colorado voters, too.
You bet. Take care,
All
guys.
right, thanks. All right,
Bye-bye.
Dave Williams there. Yeah, Charlene, well, that's good to know. So, okay, so two kind of breaking news stories. Number one, they're going to work with Lauren Boebert to try to recall
Yeah.
Jenna Griswold. And we'll get
And they
to.
recalled Russell Wilson. He's gone.
And they recall Russell Wilson. That's right. And Charlene, that's good to know too, is send those guys a letter, because I think you have to be right. I mean, Norma Anderson, who was not a Republican forever. I mean, they were totally manipulated. Like Krista Caver, who's not a Republican. They became Republicans again so that they could be
To
used.
save democracy.
Yeah, to save democracy. So they could be used by the Democrats to try to make it seem it was bipartisan. And the Supreme Court slapped them down hard. I want to play a soundbite. So this was Jay Sekulow. And again, this is brilliant of Dave. He got it for free, right? To the American Center for
Pro
Law
Bono Publico.
And Justice, one of the best law firms
well,
for this
great,
kind of stuff
great,
in the
great.
Country. This was Jay Sekulow this morning when they just got the news from the Supreme Court. So, hey, Don, if we could please play the Jay Sekulow soundbite.
Out of Colorado, we represented the Colorado Republican Party. Remember, they were trying to remove President Trump off the ballot. The decision came out today, this morning, just now. I am happy to report that we've had a unanimous victory, 9-0. All nine justices have agreed with the position we advocated, that the states do not have the authority to remove a presidential candidate from the ballot, that solely rests with Congress, which is exactly, by the way, what the 14th Amendment, Section 3 says. So this is a huge win, the most significant win, and it should end all of these other cases. It will end all of these other cases. Now, we're going to be on our radio broadcast at noon Eastern. We're going to really get into this in great length. But I want to reiterate again here what's happened. The Supreme Court, remember, we moved this on an expedited basis. We filed our petition December 27th. Briefs were due by the middle of January. Case was argued February 8th. Here we are, March 4th. The decision's rendered. And again, I am happy to report it is unanimous. It's called a per curiam opinion, which means all the justices signed on to it. It's not written by one justice. It was a collective effort. I think in a case like that, like this, that's very important because it sends a message to the country. But all these pundits that said, oh, Colorado has the authority and we have to allow the states to do this, got it wrong. We won 9-0 by God's grace, a great victory. Listen,
And he kind of goes on, but it is a great victory, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
And again, it's a smackdown of the Colorado Supreme Court and those four traitor rhinos. And Charlene, I'm totally with you there. So yes, Dave, so that please, there has to be consequences to trying to destroy democracy. Let him work with the Democrats, honestly, but out of the Colorado GOP, where they will try and do more damage. Oh, absolutely. They'll try to do more damage because they don't care. That's their whole point. Well, then to speak on, I don't know if you saw
Do we have Jenna Griswold's ugly face?
We do. And then
we've got to show this, folks.
All right.
And see if you agree with me. Do you think she looks nice or she looks like she's Botox again?
No, I don't want to comment on the opinion because I'm not one to comment on opinions. But
you've never had Botox.
No, we haven't. We'd have to Botox. It would be like paving a highway. You'd never be able to stop. You'd start here, work your way down, then start again. But at any rate, she started out initially saying, not really actually weighing into it very much.
I just want the court
but
to decide.
She's become a total partisan hack. And again, to me, it is very concerning because she clearly does not, I don't think her beliefs have anything to do with it. She doesn't want Trump on the ballot. Right.
She just wants to be a hero.
She's not turning around and saying, oh, well, I guess we lost on that one. So this was Jenna Griswold
look at this face.
Almost in tears this morning on MSNBC.
She doesn't have tear ducts anymore.
If we could. Yeah, really. If we could please play the Griswold soundbite.
My larger reaction is disappointment. The states should be able under our Constitution to bar oath breaking insurrectionists. And ultimately, this decision leaves open the door for Congress to act to pass authorizing legislation. But we know that Congress is a nearly non-functioning body. So ultimately, it will be up to the American voters to save our democracy in November.
Yeah. Now, Democrats don't for a second believe that. Right.
Democrats. All right, folks, vote whether you think that's a great looking face or not.
The Democrats do not for a second.
We have 10 votes. No, it's one ugly looking woman and one vote. Not sure. Okay.
Do Democrats don't believe for a second that voters should be able to decide who the candidates are. So when she's saying that, you know she's lying. But that's breaking some. She called that she called Trump an oath-breaking insurrectionist. They just made that up. I mean, he has no courts. He's not been charged with it. And all of the 8 bazillion criminal cases and civil cases filed against Trump, not one of them has accused him of being an insurrectionist, right?
Neil brought an excellent point up. Hair, slit in the middle, which is our prior thing of when you can always tell a hideous,
tell a progressive leopard. Woman. But I mean, back to, I mean, so Jenna Griswold, she's just calling him this based on nothing, right?
And Charlene says it's almost like she's on automation.
Well, I think she is really. Well, because they have her, they wind her up, the Democrats do, right? They wind her up and she spews the talking points. So it's just ridiculous that she is theoretically the nonpartisan Secretary of State who's now going to be running. I mean, what, tomorrow is the primary day, right? So she's going to be counting votes. She's in charge of counting the votes and reporting the results from Trump. Then you move on to the other elections. She clearly can't be trusted. And this was great. This is Mike Lindell was on with Jack Posobiec talking about his experiences with Jenna Griswold. So if we could please play the Lindell soundbite.
Well, I have been fighting this woman for about 3 years now. She, you know, she's the one, by the way, as Secretaries of State go, she's tied with Brad Raffensperger for the worst two in the country. I call them the worst traitors, the stuff they've done against our country. But Jenna Griswold, when we first went into Colorado and got the Mesa County image and the Tina Peters case, which shows all the Dominion, everything that was done there, it shows a before and after. Jenna Griswold did something called the Trusted Bill. She deleted all of Colorado's 2020 election, which was illegal. In Colorado, you have to hold them for like 26 months. Federally, you have to hold up for 22 months. This woman is one of the most evil people that's ever walked the planet.
I agree.
She has fought myself. Remember when the FBI took my phone, everybody?
Of course, that's the
woman behind it right there. She is horrible. She is against her country. She puts this case up. What a beautiful thing that even the Supreme Court 9-0. Sorry, Jenna. We're back to reality now. We're back to common sense, not your evil. This is when you talk about this being a spiritual battle of biblical proportions, what we're in right now, she's at the tip of the spear.
And again, I hope they do launch the recall effort because, I mean, I don't know that somebody like Jenna Griswold is just going to say, oh, well. Yeah. You know what I mean? Now in Congress, they're like, oh, we're going to try to pass a law that says it can't. But I go back to, and as the judges pointed out, even in the Supreme Court, and Judge Samore here in Colorado was like, Trump has not been, you can't just say someone's, I mean, you can, but it shouldn't work legally. You can't just declare somebody because you're an insurrectionist, and therefore now you can't be on the ballot. So, yeah, from Charlene, they wound her up like a chatty Griswold. So we'll see. What comes next? I think one interesting thing, I was talking with Dave before you came down off camera. So obviously tomorrow, Super Tuesday, Colorado primary, I have not seen in Colorado some of the efforts you've seen in other states where there's an outright bid by the Democrats to switch over and vote for Nikki Haley. I haven't seen anything like that. Have you?
Well, there were some, yes.
In Colorado?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I haven't seen a ton of it, though. Although at her rally, it was all Democrats. And Dave said...
Well, no, at Ronno's, they had Wayne Williams, they had Susan Starwalt. They had, I can't remember.
The typical Rhino.
Dick Wadhams.
Does Dick Wadhams support Nikki Haley?
Uh-huh.
Well, there you go. Again, sometimes you can look at who people are voting for or who are the voters, and then you can be like, okay, I know where I am now too. But Dave was saying he predicted that Nikki Haley, in part because of that, would maybe get 30%. And that Trump would get 60%. And he said, and this is something to watch, he said in the Colorado ballot, it doesn't particularly have a write-in, but they have something along the lines of like a protest vote. Uh-huh. So he was saying it'd be interesting to see what that says too about Joe Biden in Colorado. But I do know in looking at the returns, it was pretty clear that the Republican ballot returns were coming in at a far greater rate so far than the Democrats, but why do you think that is? Or why do you say
because there's really no contest in the Democratic side, somebody under 10%. So it's not very interesting. And Nobody cares, as always, because they always make it so there's only one real candidate.
Right. It's from Charlene. They wonder who went to the Haley rally. Nikki said she got 1,000 people there.
No, she's exaggerating. Yes. Between 500 and 800.
Right. It was, yeah. And when you talk to them, again, you look at the interviews, and I think many of them are Democrat operatives.
Yeah,
or not.
Or rhinos.
Right. Exactly. Or rhinos. Hey,
which are Democratic operatives.
One other thing, too, I don't know if you saw this, too, because Chuck was busy. He's been working the phones all day. But in the Fannie Willis case, just an aside before we get to the Imers here.
New Fannie Willis stuff?
New Fannie Willis stuff.
Oh, great.
The Trump lawyers filed a motion to reopen the case because another prosecutor from sort of a neighboring county,
yeah.
Right, they filed an affidavit on her behalf. Not an affidavit, but what do you call it? I guess an affidavit, which she would testify. She said she was told by Bradley, who got on the stand and lied, that Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade were having an affair starting back in 2019 when Willis was running for DA.
Oh,
and
wow.
she was actually in the office at one time with Bradley when Fannie Willis called him, and she could hear Fannie Willis saying, "Hey, look, they're coming after us. So just remember, you don't have to talk about us or anything like that," right?
Oh, great.
So she said she was disturbed in watching the testimony to see that
wow.
Bradley was just lying through his teeth on that. So they have called for the judge to reopen the case. I mean, you're a lawyer. Would the judge have to, or what would he?
Certainly does not have to. It's already been submitted to the court. He probably has all the evidence he needs.
This may be. It'd be interesting, though. It'd be interesting
to
see.
That's probably one for the court of public opinion.
Well, and this is one. Like I said, this isn't just some. This is somebody. She's another DA in Cobb County, and a chief deputy DA or something like that, right? So she really has no reason to come forward and just make this up, right?
Okay.
He's not involved with any of these people. So, anyway, I see we got Laurel Imer with us.
Laurel Imer.
We'll just go to Laurel. Hey, Laurel. Number one, thank you. Welcome to the show. We got you on? Okay.
Sign language.
Sign language. Okay. Well, we came to you a little bit early. Okay. We're working the audio. Do you got it?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, there you go.
There we go. Sorry.
Timer. There we go. That's how we
sorry,
do it.
The unmute was not working. Sorry.
No, that's okay. So Laurel Imer, everybody knows, grassroots warrior. She is running for Republican National Committee.
Got a huge endorsement this last week.
Yeah, Charlie Kirk, Randy Corcoran. Yep, exactly. And first, let me ask you, and then because we'll get into that, because you guys are having a big watch party. I just saw Representative Brandy Bradley, who we adore, saying she's going to be there with you. So she's putting text messages up on that. But first, let me say, your reaction to the Supreme Court ruling on Trump and the staying on the ballot.
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, is anybody actually surprised? I mean, anyone, regardless of how radical you are, must understand the precedents that it would have set had it been anything other than nine to nothing. I mean, if you see, I think that the biggest example of what could possibly happen was a situation that was taking place in Washington State, where we had 10 sitting legislators in Washington State that were removed from the ballot because they had voted for pro-life legislation in Washington, and they were removed from the ballot for that reason.
Wow.
So you cannot set a precedence like that. So I'm assuming that will be reversed, because I mean, this takes this across the board. You cannot, just because you don't like the way someone votes, or you don't like the color of their hair or their skin or their tie or whatever your reasoning is, you cannot remove them from the ballot. That is what elections are for. And if you don't like a candidate, then you simply don't vote for them. You vote for someone else. That's what an American republic is about.
That's kind of a basic principle. Now, one thing, Dave Williams, we had him on the show. He was saying, because we've been watching Jenna Griswold call this terrible, you know, Donald Trump's an oath-breaking insurrectionist, shouldn't be on the ballot,
right,
which makes you kind of wonder what a fair election. And he said that he is going to be working with Lauren Boebert, he being the Colorado Republican Party, to try to recall Jenna Griswold, which I think is a great thing too. Okay.
I agree. She should just resign. I mean, she should just flat resign. She's clearly biased. She's clearly, you know, she has no business handling any part of our election. I don't want her anywhere near it. I don't want her touching our ballots, looking at our ballots, counting our ballots, or instructing anyone in which to do so. She's the danger to democracy that everybody else is talking about. It's actually her.
Good.
And she needs to just resign and be replaced immediately. It should have happened, you know, before now.
Exactly. Okay, so let's talk about, so because this, I think there's so many interesting things happening. So you are running, as I said, for Republican RNC committeewoman from Colorado. You've been long on the record as a Trump supporter. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And one of the and have, I think, not been particularly a Ronna McDaniel supporter. And so we now know Ronna McDaniel is going to be stepping down like Wednesday or something soon, at any rate. Can you kind of bring us up to speed on what you think about that and who you think might get it, or do you have a position on that?
So right now it looks like she's actually, her formal resignation will take place on Friday is what it looks like right now. And definitely the part of the reason that I actually got into this race was with the intent to replace Ronna McDaniel. So that was my whole reason originally, one of them for running for this position of RNC committee woman was to be able to vote for that in January. Now, obviously that situation took care of itself before that election. But President Trump has made clear what his choice, what he wants. He wants Michael Whatley out of North Carolina to be the chair, and he has asked for the vice chair to be Laura Trump, his daughter-in-law. So I don't personally have anything against either of those choices. If I were on the voting committee at the end of this week, I would vote for that. They are calling the vote this week in Dallas, is it, or Houston, sorry, it's in Houston this weekend, because there is a training meeting for the RNC taking place in Houston this weekend, just on the heels of our caucus. And I know that our committee man, Randy Corcoran, will be in attendance for that. And they are calling a special vote of the 168 during that event so that they can have that vote, because we obviously need to replace that leadership as soon as possible. We're mid-cycle of a presidential election. We cannot be without leadership at the RNC. So it's vital that we
Did
get
you say
that
that
taken
Randy?
care of so that we can just move forward with this process.
Did you say that Randy Corcoran endorsed you?
Yes.
Randy Corcoran has endorsed me as well.
Well, that's fantastic, because Randy actually gets along with Vera Orgon pretty well, and so endorsing you is a real statement. So that's great.
Well, and I think
Yeah,
it's
he has a statement that state all of that information. His statement is on our website at imerforcolorado.com. Yeah, I'm honored to earn his endorsement. I've known Randy a long time. We've worked together for a long time on a lot of grassroots issues. I was honored to for him to trust myself and my son Weston to lead the Arapaho Tea Party for 4 months in his absence, after the passing of his beloved wife Tana. And so, he trusts me. He trusts my voice. He trusts my conservative values. And he trusts that I stand where I stand with, I do not waffle, I do not waver, and I have the integrity that is needed to have this, to lead in this position. So I'm
No, that's
honored by
great.
that.
That's great.
And what a concept maybe to have a Republican National Committee that's actually working on getting President Trump elected, as opposed to working to undermine him, undercut him, help.
Flowers,
Yeah,
the
spending a
flower.
ton of spending billions of dollars on flowers. I mean,
Yeah.
to me, it seems like, hello, that's the point, right? If the Republican National Committee doesn't get its act together, and it sounds like they're doing things, and I know Wes has been involved with doing some things to target some of the younger people. And so what kinds of things would you like to see them be kind of focusing on? As you said, we're kind of in the middle of this season right now.
Well, I think that the most important thing is that, from my perspective, I don't believe that the Republican National Committee woman position has been utilized to the maximum that it could be. Our current committee woman has served 8 years. She hasn't done anything egregious other than she voted to keep Ronna McDaniel. But I believe that it could be, you have a bully pulpit and a platform with which to use, so why not use it? When I speak to meetings all across the state and in our local counties, nobody even knows what the Republican National Committee does. They don't know what the committee man does, the committee woman does. They don't have any idea about these positions. And so I think that educating the electorate on what this position is about, what it can be utilized for, I believe we must engage new youthful voters, Generation Z, and those millennials who are finally figuring out that they've been voting wrong for, 5 or 6 years, and they're seeing now the results of their vote. And that elections do have consequences to them, especially economically. I think that they are ripe for the picking, so to speak. And we need to make sure that we're engaging with the conservative Generation Z. Young males of that generation are the most conservative to come up since World War II. We know that, the data tells us that. They're engaged and they're looking for leadership. They're looking for mentorship. They're looking for someone to take them and say, hey, let me help you. Let me lead you, help you to understand how the sausage is made, so to speak, and how we can be effective leaders moving forward to take back this country. Because if we don't replace ourselves, none of us, Julie, Chuck, none of us are getting any younger, right? So if we don't replace our votes,
I'm not getting younger.
Know,
that
Chuck,
face
here's
is
prize,
not younger.
Unlike the rest of us.
Oh my God,
I know. But if we don't do
face.
that, right, I mean, you know, we go
Right.
into these rooms and there's nobody under 60 in these rooms, you guys.
Yep.
And it's, if we don't
Yes.
change that, it won't matter what else we do. We can talk about election integrity until the cows come home. But if we don't replace ourselves as voters, none of that will matter. So that's my first priority. The second thing is to train grassroots activists on the caucus and assembly processes so that they know how to get involved, because this is grassroots assembly at its best. This is how we elect our candidates. This is how we produce our platform within our county parties that is then elevated to the state. So if you're a keyboard warrior out there and you're concerned about the Second Amendment and the right to life and private property and less taxes, smaller limited government, then your voice can be heard at your caucus and your assembly process to help with that platform. And we need people to know that. People have a miscommunication about who can go to caucus. They don't even know what it is. Think about this. If we had every eligible Republican voter in the state of Colorado, which is, I think, like 907,000 people, can you imagine what we would do on caucus night?
Oh, yeah.
Where would
Riots.
We put them all?
Riots.
So,
and, you
so
know, and
if we got, if we got 1% of that, if we got 1% of that to turn out, just think how we could change the electorate and the elections in Colorado moving forward. We would never be called a blue state. We would be solid red if our Republicans would engage. And that's what I intend to do as your next RNC committee woman.
Well,
yeah, that's a big fight too, because you have the establishment Republicans in Colorado want to get rid of the caucus system and the assembly system
no
too.
Way.
I mean, and I think that's where education, what you're talking about, is so important, because I know that some of them, I suspect, actively hope that caucuses are kind of messed up and kind of confusing so people don't go. Well, let me ask you this.
No, wait, no, no, no.
Oh, okay.
My turn.
Okay.
I have a task for you if you get elected, and I hope you do.
Okay.
The only organization that can do this is to have a national get out the vote, bank your vote campaign. It can't be done individual states, because it's so complicated. You've got to come up with a strategy. I saw an article the other day saying we can't give in to mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting, and we should oppose it all the way. Yeah, you should, but the only time you're going to win an election if you learn how to at least partially beat them. You can't just say, I'll go to vote on election day, because you can't get out the vote, because you don't know who hasn't voted, and encouraging people. You have to go down the old age homes and try to get ballots along with the Democrats.
Yep.
You've got to have
yep.
a whole strategy. And the only person who has a resource to come up with one that would work in all the states that do have mail-in ballots, you don't have to worry in other states, but is the RNC, and they could put together a really powerful group to be able to go out to
McDaniel
states.
McDaniel
okay.
did right. Ronna McDaniel, she put out the Bank Your Vote. It's
right.
on the RNC website. It's on my website. You can directly link to Bank Your Vote there. There was an article today, KDVR here in Denver put out an article that the Republicans are winning the pre-election day vote in Colorado as of this morning. And I expect that after the Supreme Court ruling today, you'll see those numbers jump tomorrow morning. I don't remember the last time that the Republicans had a lead in pre-election day voting for anything.
Yeah, right.
We must bank our vote early. I've had pushback from this from a lot of election integrity folks in Colorado and across the nation. But I stand by this. We must play their game at their level. We can't make any change until we win, Chuck.
Right.
We have to win first before
right.
we can do anything else. And we need to be able to make up that election day vote. And the only way to do it is to vote early, know who our Republicans are that have voted, and then chase the remaining ballots
yes.
before
yes.
Tuesday. If we're all standing in line at 5 o'clock on Tuesday,
right.
we have no more ground to make
or
up.
Or you can see what they did in Arizona. They just gum up the work for election day voting.
Denied
Carrie
right.
Lake the election. But If you want to learn how, I invented, a little pride, a little disgrace, I invented ballot harvesting in Colorado. The day Vannetta Davidson in 2002 came up and said, okay, you don't have to have any reason you want to do an absentee, you can just ask for one. I went, oh. So in Glendale, we'd lost the last election. So I went out with a team, we had parties, we got everybody to send in their absentee requests. When the requests were fulfilled, all the ballots came out at the same time. We went and collected them all. And we've never
Right.
lost election for a fifth for 20 years. And if people,
Right.
if somebody ballot harvest, and I have to give Lauren Boebert, she did a pretty good job of ballot
Yeah.
harvesting in her one. But you have to ballot harvest. You do have to bank the vote because that's the only way, as you pointed out, that you know who hasn't voted.
Means you can
I
go
mean,
chase the
you
others.
can't say, "Oh, I'm going to go on election day." You go, you don't go on election day, and we're going to come by and plow your house under, because everybody, oh yeah, we have to say no. Do not go on
Hasn't
election
voted.
day.
That's
What? Do we hear
well, I think
voices?
she froze.
Oh,
Are you there?
get Weston.
Hang on a
Was it?
second. We're trying to fix that. Just a second.
Okay. Well,
Weston,
yeah,
yeah,
because
fix the.
we've had Wes on the show before talking about Bank the Vote. He's kind of been involved in some of the social media stuff
But
with
people
that
have to
too.
understand, bank the vote means you get to know where all the Republicans haven't voted, and you can go pick up their ballot or
Sure,
put them
and
in
if
a
you're lucky
car.
that you need to know that,
Yeah,
right? And I don't
absolutely.
know, Laurel, are you there or are you still frozen? She might
What?
be. She's frozen. The rhinos are kind of doing
The
it. Oh, I
rhinos are
want
doing it
to. When
to
she
you.
comes back, what?
Their Oregon's doing it to
She may have to start over again. No, but that's an important point.
you. It's everything, isn't it?
We can hear. There we go. Okay, we can hear. Whoops. All right, hang on because we want to get her. Oh, she's re-entering re-entering the
Okay.
room. So we'll get her right back here in a second because I do want to talk about her vote, about her event,
Yeah. Where is it at? When?
which is a watch party. Oh, there
There they are.
they are. Okay, back again. We're getting it's solar flares or AT&T is causing all kinds of all right. Can you hear us okay now? Are
There
we
we
back?
go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay.
Sorry about that.
No
So
worries.
yeah, I want to have a second. I'm sorry if I missed something there, but we definitely want to talk about tomorrow night's event.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask you about. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so tomorrow night our campaign is hosting a victory watch party for Super Tuesday primaries tomorrow night. It's going to be at the Wide Open Saloon in Sedalia from 6:30 until, I don't know, till the bar closes, you know. Let's just have a party. Tickets start at $15 for an individual, and then we also have couples tickets. We have VIP war room tickets where we'll have a separate space, we'll have laptops set up, and you can actually, you know, dig into the numbers and the data of everything as it comes in. And then we have a Trump card sponsorship for that. And we are allowing any of our young Republicans ages 16 to 25 in Colorado to attend for free. Because what people, I talk about the young Republicans being important to me. And what I want people to know is that my entire campaign team is under the age of 30. Everyone who works for me is under the age of 30. And I
Really?
don't just talk it, I walk it. And so this is very, very important to me. And so that we're having them attend. We hope to have a great turnout of young people tomorrow night to get engaged in this process. And so you can get your tickets at imerforcolorado.com/events. Please come out and join us. We're going to have a party. Brandi Bradley's going to be there. As long as she isn't stuck in session, you know, with
Yeah,
something going on at the
right.
Capitol, she's planning on being there. We may have some other special guests that show up throughout the evening. We'll just kind of see how that goes. But I encourage you to come and be there. And any candidates who want to attend, or you're welcome to come. We're not going to necessarily give you speaking time because we're there to watch the vote come in, but we will definitely acknowledge any candidates that are in the room, and you'll have an opportunity to mingle. And then, of course, we want to encourage you to go to caucus. Please go to caucus on Thursday night, the 7th, in your county. If you're a rural county or a county who asked for a special concession, then your caucus might be on Saturday, March 9th. But wherever it is, please go, make your voice heard. And then, of course, I'm asking you to become a delegate, pledge to be a delegate to vote for me at state assembly, go on through your county assembly to be elevated to the state assembly in Pueblo on April 6th. That's how we win this thing and take back the RNC.
All right,
Sounds
Laurel, there you go. Can't say it better than that.
good.
Thank you so much. Have fun tomorrow night.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. And I encourage you to look at those endorsements also at
That's a good
imerforcolorado.com/endorsements.
idea.
Over 30 endorsements, including Randy Corcoran, Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA, numerous sitting members of the Republican National Committee already who are grassroots activists, and many other local individuals. So
That's
thank you for
great.
your time. Appreciate
All
you
right.
guys as always.
All
All
right.
right.
Laurel, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Laurel Eimer there. Eimer for Colorado. You can go. That should be a fun watch party. I mean,
Yeah.
unlike the last time, I mean, it wasn't when we were watching. And this one, I think Jenna Griswold can't, you won't go to bed, I don't think, this time and wake up in the morning and find out that Donald Trump lost to Nikki Haley. You never know. You never know.
I mean, the two nights I really remember is when Donald Trump won in 2016, and I still go back and watch the news shows, you know, in shock. And then in 2020, I gave the whole room COVID. So that was a positive move
Well,
on
no,
my part.
we got
Or
it.
they gave me COVID,
They
one
gave
of the
it to
two.
us. Yeah,
Yeah, those
exactly.
bastards gave it to us.
Well,
And we
something.
left there just as it looked like Donald was going to win, and just before they started shutting down all the polls.
All right. Hey, and if you're on this with Zoom, Laurel put the link to her event thing there. So imerforcolorado.com/events. You can get the tickets to go to the watch party. Yeah, it should be. So back to it'd be interesting. Like you said, Dave said 30% Nikki Haley. How's she been? I mean, Trump has been, that's 70% Trump. That's better than he has done in.
I think she'll do 35 with 36. I hope she gets under 40, though.
Well, yeah, and I think again, a lot of it could be Democrats who are going out there to.
And we know we're not short of rhinos here in Colorado.
No, who?
No.
Yeah, who? No, as we all know, like Dave said, that's why they're fighting that. But and maybe just a few minutes on that. I mean, I think it is important for folks to, because Dave has taken a lot of flak. Because I guarantee you, rhinos and the establishment, what the open borders, uniparty establishment party
Right.
in Colorado, they have financial interest in open borders, establishment, uniparty things, and they don't like it when somebody like Dave pushes back. And I mean, Phil Anschutz deliberately, intentionally set out to control the conservative media in Colorado so he could control the narrative. And he does. And it's his narrative. And they do not like being questioned or challenged. So
Or
Dave,
even saying Voldemort's name.
yeah. And so poor, I don't want to say poor Dave, but I mean, Dave is constantly having to push back. He does anything and they immediately attack him, whether it warrants it or doesn't warrant, whether it's even anything, right? And meanwhile, I mean, they never did this kind of stuff for Christy Burton Brown. And all they do every time they do is they go and they interview Christy Burton Brown, who
Jeff
with,
Hayes,
Dick
Dick
Wadhams, they
Wadhams.
interview the usual people who are part of that consultant donor class, right? And so I think just your support, I mean, keep that in mind when you read, I would just say, some of the attacks on Dave Williams and grassroots, that it's orchestrated and it's intentional and it's not going to end. And then I hope they, re on the, that, I mean, again, the breaking news that they're going to launch a recall Jenna Griswold move. What?
Can I say something, Julie?
You sure can, Charlene.
Yeah, I just read this article about how what's his name? Koch brothers backed a lot of rhinos in the Texas legislature, and then they brought up the vote to impeach and indict Paxton, and he was pro border control, and so they had to get rid of him. And I'm just wondering how many of those rhinos voted with the that were backed by Koch brothers, voted with the Democrats to impeach and indict Paxton, who is trying to protect our border and keep all this trafficking from going on. I mean, to
Right.
me, that
Almost
is
all
just
of them, because
criminal.
only 17 people voted not to send to impeach him. Only 17 of the entire state house in Texas.
Right. So see, the Koch brothers and the Anschutz are, they're after getting into the legislatures and doing their deeds there. And so that's what we really got to promote these MAGA candidates, because we don't want them tearing down our great MAGA candidates through the
That's right.
legislature and through the Congress as well. That's what they're working on now, because they have failed with
Well,
Nikki and DeSantis.
Jeff Crank is American for Prosperity.
Yes, he's one of them. And Boebert is MAGA all the way. She got Trump's endorsement. She may have her faults, but she is not going to turn her back on Trump. She's already proven that.
She
And it's
may be
all
white
about
trash, but she's our white trash.
it's all about American sovereignty versus globalism.
That's right.
Remember that.
That's right.
Thank you.
And as okay, thank you, Charlene. And as I said, what she's going through is nothing compared to what the Biden family. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
it's like, and no, and you got to watch those Americans for Prosperity candidate Gabe Evans.
Oh.
Oh, Jacob, before I rattle that off, Jacob's got his hand raised. Hey, Jacob, go ahead.
If you were Jenna Griswold and you had to go back to George Soros and said, "I failed on the on keeping Trump off the ballot," how would you feel?
Yeah.
She must
Well,
be scared.
well, here, even better, she's going to ask for more money, right? She's going to say, "I know if you just give me a little bit more money, I could probably, I can just keep him off." Oh, you're right. I'm sure. I mean,
And she lost. And she lost 9-0. It's not like
right?
she couldn't even get
That's great.
the. She couldn't get the liberals to commit.
No.
Listen, just one quick thing. This whole week, they've arrested a whistleblower at from the FBI who said that Biden got all this money.
Right.
They arrested a correspondent yesterday, I think, from the Blaze, because
Yes.
he was at January 6th.
Right.
And Cheryl Atkinson said this about 5 years ago when her computers got hacked.
He says, when the things are going bad for the Democrats, they're going to start pulling in all these people and making examples out of them. The problem is that when they arrested the FBI arrested that guy, they lost all their informants. When they did that to Catherine Herridge the other day, when they took all their boxes and stuff, they lost SAG. The Democrats lost SAG. They lost the union. I mean, that's.
Well, and worse, you know what they're doing to Catherine Herridge now is they're holding the judge after this case has been going on forever. They're holding her
in contempt, $800 a day.
Right. And anytime it could be worse than that because the judge can say, you're going to jail.
She didn't make $800 a day.
So, hey, Jacob and Charlene, good points. Thanks, you guys.
Bye. All right, everybody. We're finishing up. I want to thank the Ships at Sea, Armed Forces, and the Coast Guard, too. And as well as Dave and Laurel Eimer and all our great callers and everything else. So.
And obviously on Wednesday, Super Tuesday results. We'll be breaking that down for you, too. So, all right. Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.